With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Could it be the beginning of the end for the leftist squad in Congress? We have the results of a closely watched and very costly primary race in Westchester County, New York.
Democrat George Latimer has beaten fellow Democrat and incumbent Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York. That primary highlighted deep Democratic divisions over the Israel-Hamas war. Latimer is currently the Westchester County Executive. He entered the race with the backing of Jewish leaders. Pro-Israel groups supported Latimer and sought to unseat Bowman over his criticism of Israel.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Senator Tom Cotton accusing the White House of playing fast and loose with the facts when it comes to material support for a longtime ally currently fighting for its life in the Middle East.
Senator Cotton says when it comes to arms shipments for Israel,
the Biden administration has engaged in bureaucratic sleight of hand in recent months to slow down the delivery of weapons.
Cotton says the administration is able to use convoluted rules for notifying Congress about shipments to say it's sending arms even when it's not. Behind all that, Cotton says, is a morbid fear of escalating tensions even when Iran's proxies increase their attacks on Israel.
At every turn, when our enemies threaten anything, Joe Biden and Tony Blinken immediately jump up on a table scared to death like an elephant who's seen a mouse.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, his long-running fight with the American government finally over. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is out of prison. He's returned home to Australia. Accused of espionage, allegations he vigorously denies, American journalist Evan Gershkovich has now gone on trial in Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 95 points, NASDAQ futures 3 points higher. This is SRN News. A top pro-life leader is celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court striking down the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion.
As we think about the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, we need to understand that the biggest lesson is that it was absolutely necessary, but it was not sufficient. It was absolutely necessary that Roe be reversed, and we need to thank God. We need to thank God with sober and with determined hearts, with thankful hearts, that Roe was reversed.
But Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the pro-life community still has much work to do.
We need to understand that ever since the Dobbs decision and the reversal of Roe happened, the pro-life movement's been on the defensive in the United States, and we are so in the year 2024.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Mohler encourages pro-life Americans to be encouraged and to stay engaged in the moral struggle to preserve the sanctity of life in the U.S. This is SRN News. Water woes persist across parts of Texas.
The two major reservoirs in South Texas remain near or at record lows, which poses a threat to the region's agricultural industry and residential users alike. The Falcon Reservoir is at approximately 11%. The reservoir saw a slight uptick from a record low of 8.8% on May 28th, partly thanks to the rains from Tropical Storm Alberto. Meanwhile, the Amistad Reservoir didn't get as much rain and is at a record-breaking low of about 19%. Already this year, about 6,000 acres of citrus have been bulldozed due to water scarcity. John Scott reporting.
Texas preparing to execute a man who admitted kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and killing the 18-year-old girlfriend of his drug dealer. The remains of the victim were not found until October of 2002. That was 2 years after she disappeared. More details at SRNnews.com.